Aidan Gilbert is with us this weekend at Raiti Mara. A deed of settlement was signed between the Crown and Te Korowai or Wainuirua iwi groups in the central Whangarui region. Te Korowai speaks for iwi groups Tamahaki, Tamakana and Unuku, and the central Whangarui River is a portion or and a portion of the Tongariro and Whangarui National Parks, and the townships of National Park and Raiti are also included in their area of interest. Congratulations on the settlement, Aidan. A long time coming, Eho. Tell us about your feelings, who you were thinking about as this mahi of long standing came to some sort of conclusion across the weekend. Well, welcome, Aidan. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Yes. Like you said, Dale, it's been a long time coming, and it was a day of celebration, I guess, for Ngā Iwi, Te Korowai Wainuiarua, and a day to be celebrated, and I'm reminded of all those that that held the torch of settlement on our behalf and have been now passed, and sometimes the feelings were sort of, you end up a bit blank when you look around with the support that we had from Ngā Iwi Katoa, Mai Te Kawi Maunga Ki Tangaroa. Yes, kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. You've been at this for a long time, Aidan. I salute the personal efforts that you've put in here. I know that you'd be humari. And so we think of many people who've gone before us in times like this. What would you say of the process that you have witnessed, perhaps even endured?
You know, Dale, it's been a long 10 years of negotiations, three successive governments, and each time there's a change. And those who have gone through this process are aware that sometimes those changes pushes the restart button. And so in terms of endurance, it has been that for us as a people. But I'm hopeful now that we've been able to stand and talk about who we are and talk about our tupuna that once upon a time we're going through the native land court system and standing up and announcing who they were in their rangatiratanga. So, yes, it's it was, look, the day was beautiful. I just want to mihi out to all the support of those on the river. As you're not aware, that our area or of the Whangarui has been split up with four LNGs, and, you know, consists of different iwi along the river. So, I was so proud that we had that support from our people that stretched the length of the river. So I think we're still feeling the effects of the day. And really what's the next step for us is it really is a restart again for the next journey, setting ourselves up and getting together to answer the structure that we're now going to be in at PSGE. So I guess the journey still carries on, Dale.
That's the post-governance settlement entity. Many of us have been forced to establish kaupapa such as that. For Wainuiarua, the redress package includes $21 million in financial and commercial redress, nearly $7 million in cultural funding, the return of 19 sites of cultural significance and 12 commercial properties, including Crown Forestry land at Erua and the former prison site at Waikuni. Often the apology is necessary in order to whakatau the situation to move forward. And these sites of cultural significance also bear great significance for those in our settlement regime. Can you tell us a little about them? Obviously, the pute is necessary to guide the ship forward, but what sites of cultural significance satisfy you most at their return, Aidan?
Kia ora, Dale. Look, we live on a block called the Waimarino Block, and it's some 500,000 acres. It was one of the largest blocks to be pushed through the native land courts in the country. So, and scattered amongst that is it was broken down to Waimarino 1 to 8. And these are the blocks that our rangatira were put on, those who refused to give up their tiro rangatirotanga. And so those are very significant to us as a people that lived on the Waimarino Plains. So significantly, we were called the rebels. So I was pleased to hear that Minister Little announced that and recognised that and apologised. So because that's probably the most significant is all of that. And it also, these land blocks stretch into the Tongariro National Park. So it's quite a significance for us as a people. And there are remnants of still those who hold hard to their tirorango tirotanga of not selling away their rights and hold to still the articles in the treaty, 1, 2, and 3, that guarantee our rights for sovereignty. So being a part of a system that's now tweaked down so tight where you, that is just about a dream now, given where we are as a country. So very significant for us to actually be acknowledged about that. There's still some difficult times ahead in terms of the next settlement for us, which is will be the Tongariro National Park. And that also includes the Whanganui National Park, where lands were taken. But I guess there's a cycle of settlement for those to happen. So significant for us that some of these sites have been recognised and returned. As you know, these are the sites that will be brought back with the pūtea that's been offered to us in our settlement.
Well, for many, the post-settlement time is as challenging as pre-settlement. Are you confident that you have the team that can whakahoke all of the people associated with Wainui Arua and move collectively forward? Because often in post-settlement mahi, there are still significant challenges. What are you anticipating, Aidan?
It will be a challenge, still. You know, we have three iwi that have been put together under the Te Korowai o Wainui Arua, Tamakana, Tamaki, Uenuku, and the name that's landed on us is the Niho Taniwha, and so it was accommodating the different wakaro, which each group comes with. So, yes, it's probably one of the hardest things to keep our people together, and on the same path, because there will be many that have a different taupapa going forward. Koinata, the wero. It reminds me of the previous government where you had a coalition. It's similar to that, I guess. And the grey hair starts to grow a bit. But therein is the challenge for us to set the waka straight, to take the opportunities that are left now in terms of our country on a whole. You know, I'm reminded too that there's been other settlements before us that have done well. These will obviously be used as a guide. We will pick the people out of each of those iwi that fit the purpose of moving forward. Yeah, koina. Koina te wero.
Tēnā koe. Well, it's great to hear that after all of the years that have lapsed, that there is some conclusion, initially anyway, to that treaty settlement process and now the mahi of charting a way forward with that solid foundation exists. Nei rā te mihi kākwe, me o whakapapa o Wainui Arua. Congratulations at where you have got to so far and all the best with the mahi going forward, Aidan. I look forward to talking with you about aspects of that too going as time allows in the future. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe, te rangatira.
Ngā mihi ki a koe, hoki ngā. A teo.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Aidan. Thank you so much.